When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. Coming up next hour, B-Rob will join us at 9, and also we'll talk some college football with CBS sports writer Chip Patterson, who we've had on the show many, many times. We'll talk to him at 9:25. So Commanders-Eagles this weekend. It is a big game. Obviously, it's a division game, so it's always more focus on those. But, you know, Washington doesn't really have that signature win yet. Mm-hmm. You know, they've beaten the Cardinals, who are 500, but that's not a signature win.
I really like the win over the Bengals.
The Bengals is a good win, but the Bengals' defense has been so bad this year, they're not going to the playoffs. They're 6-8. Mm-hmm. Now, offensively, they're legit. I mean, Burrow's having an MVP-type season, even though he's not going to win it because they're not going to go to playoffs. But he's offensively, they're legit. I wouldn't consider it a signature win. All those other teams in the NFC, the Eagles, the Lions, the Vikings, the Packers, the Bucks, the Rams, they all have signature wins. Mm-hmm. But Washington doesn't. So this would be huge. And if you beat the Eagles, you're probably a 95% chance to go to the playoffs. So,
oh, well, higher than that.
Yeah, we'll see. If you beat the Eagles, does it kind of change your outlook for this team? Kind of considered a contender again? Whereas right now, a lot of, you know, the media goes, all right, they're good, going to make the playoffs, but wild card, they're going to play on the road against a really good team.
Well, they're just going to say lose. Haven't beaten a good team.
Yeah.
Now, if you beat them, I mean, right now, currently, I don't know if all the power rankings, I mean, obviously everybody has a different one, I would assume, or it's not unanimous, but ESPN's power rankings currently have the Eagles number one.
Okay.
Number one team in the NFL. So if you knock them off on their 10-game win streak, that opens up all possibilities.
That does a lot, yeah.
That opens up all possibilities. And you're like, all right, well, they beat the best team in football.
Yeah, now, I would agree.
And so I think that then it does kind of change your perception of what might be possible. But if they go out there and they lose, like they basically have every other time they've played a winning team, then you're going to kind of stick with, yeah, they're a playoff team in all likelihood,
but they haven't proven they can beat anybody good.
But you can't expect them to win anything.
Right.
And that's kind of where they are right now. But if they did knock off the Eagles, which is definitely possible, division rival,
it would be a huge story.
It opens up the possibilities.
Yeah, it would be a huge story since Philly has won 10 straight. And like you said, in most power rankings, they're number one.
Right.
But Commanders fans, do you feel like, first of all, do you feel like they're going to beat the Eagles? And if they do, does it kind of change your mindset going forward in the playoffs where, you know what, we can go on the road and beat a team, whether it's Detroit or Minnesota or Philly? 800-636-1067 is the number. But again, you know, like I said, all these other teams in the NFC have those signature wins. Tampa's got a couple of them. I mean, Tampa went to Detroit and won.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams have a couple of them. The Vikings certainly do. Commanders really don't have that win. That win go, you know what? That was a great win.
And the thing is that the
Eagles got those losses, though.
If you remember, the Eagles started out poorly, right? And Jalen even really started out poorly. He had 7 turnovers in the first 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Only Will Levis had more in the first 4.
Yeah.
And they started out 2-2. And then since then, in the 10-game winning streak, he's only had 3.
Yeah, he's turned it around.
Turned it around completely.
But you remember, they played the Packers. I think they played them in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Saquon going crazy. And then they lost to the Falcons. I don't think he played well in that game. They barely beat the Saints, scored 15 points in that game. And then they lost to the Bucks, and he was bad. So you're right. They were 2-2, and he was getting criticized, turned the ball over. He's not the same Hurts. And then they went on that streak, starting with the Browns, and they won 10 straight. And defensively, they have been unbelievable. This is what they've done defensively in those in the 10-game win streak. They've allowed 16, 3, 17, 23, 6, 18, 20, 19, 16, and 13. They just don't allow points.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes the pressure off their offense, because if the offense goes out and scores 24 points, well, they're going to win based on how their defense is played.
They've only given up like more than 20 points like 3 times.
Yeah, the defense.
I mean, something crazy.
Yeah.
Let me see. The Packers in week 1 scored 29. The Falcons, who look like a shadow themselves, they scored 22 in week 2. That's when they were struggling, when Jalen was turning the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jags scored 23 in a loss to them.
Yep.
Kind of in the middle of the season. And then the only other team to get to even 20 was the Rams.
Right. And they killed the Rams. So defense, so that kind of takes the pressure off their offense. They're not like the Lions where they have to just outscore teams. Their defense has been so good.
If I remember when we played them,
yeah,
it was only a while ago, wasn't it? It was like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was one of those games where he was coming back from, he was still dealing with the ribs.
Yes.
On some level.
Yeah.
And I felt like they did a pretty good, they were one of the first teams. I mean, I know teams have been kind of like using a spy, but they really kept him contained. If
who,
I remember,
Daniels?
Yeah. Remember, he really didn't get off.
Yeah,
running.
They got to him a few times. I think they sacked him 3 or 4 times. He did throw that pick.
But I'll say this.
But that was the Saquon Barkley game, too. Saquon had 200 combined yards, I believe.
If they find a way, and I think that they're dogs, and deservedly so, and I would, if you put a gun to my head, I would pick the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But if they found a way to beat the Eagles, then I would say, it kind of puts them in contender status. I would kind of in my mind, I would say, okay, maybe they're kind of gelling at the right time.
Yeah,
but you
don't expect it.
I don't expect it. But I expect it to be a good game.
I'm begging for the Commanders to win.
So get on the bandwagon, get excited.
Yeah, it's just, and I understand why. It's almost like, I don't want to say the word lucky, but it's almost like this season has been very fortunate. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the schedule has been favorable.
Yeah, but and then it's
next
just it's weird.
Gonna be brutal, guys.
It's just it's weird seeing a team that's heading towards the playoffs all of a sudden just have no confidence as you're heading towards the playoffs.
Well, they might have confidence. I'm just saying, as a fan,
and that's what I mean. The fans,
as a fan,
it's almost like they're heading towards the playoffs and you're already writing them off. Like it's like hey, we're just happy to be here.
I kind of am.
That's why I want the win, so people all of a sudden can start buying what the Commanders are selling.
I'm sure there are a bunch of guys out that are.
I think it's a small
Mars
percentage.
Mars probably picking them to win the Super Bowl. Mars probably got them winning everything.
I mean, the NFC looks pretty wide open right now. I mean, all it takes is just getting to the dance. And then once we get to the dance,
I think there's more people like you, Eric, than like Mar.
Than like Mar.
Jeff
is probably like you.
I think there's a lot of people that are just happy to get there.
Yeah,
and if you beat the Eagles, I think all of a sudden those expectations can change.
If you beat the Eagles, well, then I will say, hey, yeah, we proved that we can beat the best team in football.
They should change.
Yeah.
Well, based on what happened last year, I mean,
that's why
Commanders fans are just happy to be in the situation.
If the roles were reversed and it was the Ravens and they hadn't beaten a winning team all year, you would go.
I know, but I would flip as soon as the playoffs starts. I flip the switch. I'm ready to go. I'm in the dance.
No, I'd be ready to go, but my expectations would be low. That's all.
All right, let's touch the people.
All right, 800-636-1067. Will your expectations change if they beat the Eagles? Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junks. Hey, look, I think they have a chance to beat Philadelphia because
of course.
I think Philadelphia is a team. It's hard to win 11 straight, and I'm thinking that the coach probably wants them to lose a game. Cause, I mean, what would that be, 14, 15, 16 straight games to win a Super Bowl? I think Philly, Washington has a chance because they have played Philly tough over the years, and it's a division game. But it would not change my expectations as far as the playoffs. I don't think they're a contending team. I mean, this is a team that just almost lost to New Orleans who, with a third-string quarterback and all those players out, and they haven't beaten a team with a winning record. I just think that we need to manage our expectations. And if they do beat Philly, it could be a springboard for them. Next year, I think they get to the playoffs. But if you remember way back when we were undefeated in the 91 season, there was a young Cowboys team that came in RFK, and they beat us. And I've heard Jimmy Johnson say that was the springboard for us going the rest of that season into next year. So I think they can win this game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Even if they go in the playoffs and lose like the Cowboys did, they got their doors blown off by Detroit that year. Mm-hmm. It could be a springboard. So
all right.
That's the way I think it could be right. Philly, but I think it could be a springboard. But
you make some good points. I would disagree that Nick Sirianni wants them to lose a game. They want to win all of these games because they want the first round bye and have the number one seed. So they're trying to win every one of these games. 800-636-1067. We're going to take more of your calls next segment. Of course, we've got B-Rob coming up at 9, Chip Patterson 925. But the question is to you, would your outlook change for this team if the Commanders could beat the Eagles and snap their 10-game win streak? 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.